Yes.
We weren't canceled.
Nope.
I mean, after yesterday.
I know, right?
Now people are going to go listen to the podcast. See, that's how. Well, that's exactly how it works.
Everyone's like, what
people will go listen to the podcast now.
Don't do that yet.
Oh. Did you not post it yet?
Oh, no. I tried to load it, but my computer is whack, yo. Wow. Excuse me.
Learning things.
Hey, you're
learning
judging.
New things.
You're judging mind and judging eyes.
I'm not judging.
You're judging me. You're sitting here and judging me.
I'm not. This is
you're
not the throne of judgment.
Me. Yeah, it
this is.
Is
not the throne
obviously
of judgment.
Obviously, you're sitting. You made it the throne of judgment. No. Wherever you sit is the throne of judgment.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm just, wow, okay.
Okay.
I just assume that's something you would do.
I just want you to know. I'm sorry, judging?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, yeah.
I just want you to know that I tried my hardest to get those podcasts loaded, but my computer is a bit crazy, all
is
right?
It? So obviously it prohibited you from sending an email then to tell me. Saber!
Hey, I just wanted to say a happy, smiley, good morning.
Yes!
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you guys?
Fantastic.
It's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
Did you guys get any coffee yet?
I have not.
Can I get any for you?
I'll take some. However, my co-host cannot have any yet.
I can't.
He needs to eat first.
I really do, actually. I haven't eaten.
I'm taking care. I'm being really, really strict with him today. I'm sorry, Stever.
That's okay.
It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
I've only seen you in the dark so far, so.
I'm always in the dark.
That means I walked in, and it was dark inside. I was like, morning! And then I walked
by. Right.
And it was really dark.
Oh, man. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's going to be a great day. Hopefully, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission making an appearance.
I hope so, because we have so much stuff to
we got
her.
So much great stuff. If you only catch the show early in the morning, every day at 8 a.m., we have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And this summer, they are needing deodorant, socks, underwear.
Underwear, yeah. Yes. It's things that are crucial for summertime.
Yeah. So I was listening to James McDonald on my way into work this morning, pastor. Does a program called Walk in the Word, which airs at 5:30 on our sister station,
right.
107.1. And he was talking Psalm 23, and it was the entire the entire message was, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He did the entire message on that very first, and it was all about being in want and what it does mean, what it doesn't mean, whether it's wealth and prosperity and all these things, but what it does mean is those basic needs like shelter, food, clothing, and how with God as our shepherd, we shouldn't be in want. We shouldn't, because he will provide those basic things. Well, maybe the way of providing those basic things is through another believer. Maybe
right.
It's through somebody who is able to give, you know, deodorant or underwear or something. So
if
yeah.
you can, pick up some underwear.
Yeah.
So we say size large.
Size large. That
technically and literally covers
yeah.
everyone.
There you go.
Deodorant, any type, the good kind.
That would super cover me. I could wear that as like a shirt.
A large?
I'm a little dude. I'm a skinny dude.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but they're not for me, so it's okay.
Yeah, you got your own.
That's coming up at 8 o'clock, so make sure you check us out for that. Yeah, hopefully Teresa can make it in. Hopefully. We got a good show for you today. Really excited. One of my favorite bands became even more favoriter as of yesterday with something they did. We'll talk about that coming up. It's a culture shock band. So, making headlines. That's on the way. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Turn
good
it up.
Morning.
That's my jam.
What? Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show.
Hey.
How you doing, yo?
Mike, how you
better
doing?
Better than
K-Stew? Yeah.
Poor K-Stew.
I'm definitely doing a little bit better than K-Stew right now.
Kristen Stewart in the news yesterday.
What did she do?
She did not. It's what she did not do.
Okay.
She did not wash her car.
Oh, you know, that's one of my least favorite things. I'm driving behind a car and it says, wash me.
Here's the thing, people who write on cars, because my boys, they used to try and do that.
Uh-huh.
I would get very frustrated. I learned a very valuable lesson when I was younger. I was a little kid, and I'll never forget this. We were outside of the Plaza Hotel in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and there was like this really nice Mercedes, and it was
oh, no.
dirty. And
you scratched the paint.
Well, what I did was I started to write something, and the guy was outside and came up and in front of my mom and every just ripped me to shreds because that very thing.
Scratches paint.
I didn't know.
See, here's
now I know.
Here's the thing.
I didn't know.
Can I admit to something right now?
Yeah.
For the past 2 weeks, your car has been not super dirty, but dusty enough to ride on it. And I've paused at your car at least once a day just to be like, should I write something?
No,
if so,
my
what
paint.
Am I going to write? Whatever.
My paint job.
Oh, yeah. Your super nice paint job.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. I've paused at your car at least once a day just to be like, what am I going to write if I do write something on this? Where would I write it? Would he see it? Would this be in vain? And so I haven't written on it.
It would be in vain. Unless it's as witty as this person, because Kristen Stewart, I guess...
had a pretty dirty car.
Yeah, Monday she had a very dirty car. She parked it in L.A. She went out, did whatever she was doing. She came back, and I love this photo because not only does it look like she got a parking ticket, actually, look, there's a little note or something. Or somebody knew that it was K2's car and said, hey, K2. But Kristen Stewart went back to her car, and somebody had been kind enough to scribble, I love Rob. I heart Rob on her car.
That's so sad.
It's kind of mean, right?
If you don't stay up with media news,
yeah.
Bella and Edward are no longer together.
They're no longer a couple in real life, yeah. So, 23-year-old, she got a parking ticket and a reminder that her and R-Pat aren't together. R-Pat, you know, or Rob. Heart Rob. It's like heartthrob.
Heartthrob.
I heart Rob.
I heartthrob.
Anyways.
That is the saddest thing.
Is it really?
Is it really? No, it's not.
Okay, good.
But right. I definitely want to burst into tears.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We're T-minus 4 minutes away from breaking news. Also coming up at 6:45, we do birthdays each and every single day. If you would like to get a birthday shout out, studio@mystaticradio.com. Just let us know whose birthday it is. Static.
Hey, you know what would be good this morning?
A bagel.
That would be good, too.
Some oatmeal.
Boston cream donuts.
Mmm.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Now you guys are making me hungry.
Sorry.
Bacon.
Oh, I like that, too.
But this early, kind of greasy.
Mmm, I love bacon at any time.
Bacon on a donut.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's not greasy.
Yeah, that's true. What else would be great this morning?
I haven't heard Barton Hollow by the Civil Wars in like a year.
Dude, we will absolutely play that for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to your girl.
What?
I want this to end right now.
Oh, okay, cool. That's all you had to say.
Thank you.
Steve and Mitch, good morning.
Man.
Civil Wars, Barton Hollow. It's a good request right there.
Yeah, it was. Good job, person.
Got a new record coming out. Just read an interview with Joy Williams that was totally not awkward.
Oh, I read that and you're lying. It was so awkward.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking that the Civil Wars, if you're not up on what they're going through right now, they had to cancel a tour, they're not speaking.
Very, what seemed to us randomly, but apparently was built up over time.
Over time, yeah. We read an interview with Joy Williams, and she spoke about it briefly. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
It's on their Facebook.
But they're both really excited about the new record coming out.
And
we
proud.
Got the new single. Yeah. It's sounds amazing.
From what we've heard.
Yeah, from what we've heard. So excited that they at least have new stuff coming out. But for now, they're still not even on speaking terms.
I know.
But yeah, Charlie Peacock, who produced the record, actually was talking about it as well. And yeah, just not right now. But a lot of people are thinking that it's just a marketing ploy to get people interested in the record. I don't believe that.
No, I mean, she did make one statement, but I didn't think of it as as a, oh, they just want us to buy the record and listen to it. She, at the end, she said, if you want to know what happened to the Civil Wars, listen to the record.
Yeah. Well, the first song.
And that doesn't help out with the first song.
No, because the first single that we got, we were like, oh, this is kind of uncomfortable. God. This is weird. It's a great song, but the lyrics are.
I feel like I'm a part of a very private conversation.
Right. And so, I don't know. It adds more speculation, maybe. Mm-hmm. Adds more possible gossip talk. Which is frustrating, but
totally.
Yeah, we will definitely have more on that as the record gets closer and closer. But right now, 6:30, which means time for breaking news because, you know, sorry. It's Wednesday.
You have to show some.
What is it?
What? Today's Wednesday.
Which is the first day, which is how we started this whole column thing to begin with.
Wednesday. Breaking news. We all know that social media can be an addiction, a syndrome commonly referred to as fear of missing out or FOMO. We've talked about this before.
No FOMO.
As technology enables us to stay more connected than ever, the addiction continues to grow. In fact, a new survey revealed 56% of social media users are afraid of missing out on events, news, and important status updates if they are away from social networks. About half of social media users visit or log on more frequently to social networks than they did just 2 years ago, and about 27% of social media users flock to social sites as soon as they wake up. What do you do as soon as you wake up?
Check my email.
I check my Instagram.
Yes, I win.
Still social. You're still social.
Yeah, but I'm checking my email.
Still social.
That's different.
Probably for updates on comic books or something.
No, I check all my email. I just always check my email. I don't know, just in case there's something crazy that I'll know I need to take care of at some point in the day. But you're right. Then second is usually, well, no.
I go to Instagram.
Part of it is the Angels, if they play too late and I go to bed before the game's over, I check because the score, I always get like an email on the score. So, yeah, you're right. It could be because I feel like I'm missing out on what happened the night before.
Fear of missing out. FOMO.
This is why I don't have a Facebook, though. I, last night, debated on getting rid of my Instagram.
No.
Yeah, just because I...
No.
It's true. I open that stupid app a lot during the day, and then I just quit. It's like a quick scroll. I don't care.
Yes,
I just quick
do.
Scroll, quick scroll, and that's kind of funny. Dun, dun. Okay, quick scroll, done. But it's a time. It's such a time waster that I'm.
I legitimately like good pictures.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
I'm not a picture guy. I don't know. I obviously kept it. I still have an Instagram.
Okay.
I want to know what's going on in Mexico while you're there for a few weeks. Are you going to be able to Instagram in Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, cool. Yep. That'll be cool.
People
can follow along and see what's going on in Mexico.
I may or may not log on to our Instagram.
You should.
Post one or two
photos. You should post some photos from Mexico.
I will.
So that way people can know where, you know, where you're at, how you're doing. Hey, there's Mitch.
She's alive.
In Puerto Vallarta.
Vallarta.
What's that big crazy van behind her? Run!
This is before. Ah! Oh, it's so sad.
It is so sad.
Never mind. I'm sorry about that.
Moving on. Taken 3. They're actually making a Taken 3.
It's really bad parenting.
It's ridiculous.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. That's what Liam Neeson said.
It's so true. Breaking news. He's a terrible parent in Taken 3 and Taken 2.
Taken 3.
Like, why did Taken 2 exist?
I don't know. I didn't see Taken 2. I saw the first one.
Awful.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the first one and thought it was pretty great. I like Liam Neeson. He joined the $20 million club.
I saw Taken, just the original. I really liked it, too. I saw it in theaters.
Yeah. See?
I was like, oh, no, what's going to happen? Oh, my gosh, this is so crazy. Taken 2, I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm sure they're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So
now there's Taken 3. $20 million he's getting paid for this movie. That's like this elite club that apparently they've been talking about good old Johnny not being a part of that club anymore.
Really?
Well,
because of Lone Ranger?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Could be the biggest bomb in Disney history.
It's their
bigger than John Carter.
$150 million is what their estimated loss is.
Yeah.
For that movie.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
It's crazy.
I could pay off my house with that.
That means they only made
my car. What else?
My life.
$150 million. I can't even fathom that.
No, because I only need a few hundred thousand.
Station would thrive for ever.
I was going to say, 10 years.
No, ever.
No, you're right. 150 years.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No. 80 years. About 80 years on $150 million.
Really?
Yeah. 80-ish years. 90 maybe.
Why did that get cut?
Come on, Disney, that's all we need. 150 million.
It's just really disappointing.
I'll tell you right now, instead of Lone Ranger 2, donate it to Static Radio. MyStaticRadio.com, Disney.
Well, didn't they blow their budget? Because they were out here filming and then something didn't go right, so they had to redo the entire set.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I don't know.
They just blew their budget.
Problematic from day one.
It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, but it did.
Breaking news. When neighbors reported a woman screaming for someone to stop what they were doing, police in Clawson, Michigan, thought they were responding to a domestic violence situation. It turns out the woman was just screaming for her boyfriend to stop farting.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. The police were called because of it?
Yeah,
because
she's probably screaming, stop, 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 and freaking out. And all the neighbors are like, what is going on?
Call the police. I guess better safe than sorry. Because,
yeah.
Dude, SBDs, they're killer.
What?
Silent but deadlies.
Oh, my gosh.
What? You don't...
If you...
Silent but deadlies? You don't know what I'm talking about?
I do now.
Oh, man.
I do now.
Who are you?
I know now.
You're a girl. That's okay. Girls don't do that.
Oh.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
It is 6:47 now. Hey, Steve-er.
Hey. Morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Is it a good day for birthdays?
Yeah, it's okay.
What? No, you're supposed to say it's fantastic.
It's always good.
Aww.
Someone's birthday.
That's true.
It's the 191st day of 2013.
That's right.
It's only 174 days remaining.
Until his party.
I'm not having a
party. Does that mean? Let me see.
Yes, you are.
What is there, like 164 days left till happy birthday, Jesus?
Yeah.
Christmas. It's whatever.
Well, I mean, it depends.
His birthday might be right around now.
Because if you read in scripture, actually, the shepherds were outside, so obviously it was warm enough.
Okay,
so.
At Christmas, I won't get anything for you.
Okay, that's cool.
Gosh.
But if you were to get me something, I would not. I'm just kidding.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I am ready.
All right. Well, we should probably do this. I don't know if you'll get this at all, but we're gonna.
Okay.
We're gonna do this anyway. All right. So, happy birthday to this guy,
David Bowie.
Nope. That's hilarious. James Taylor.
Steve-O might get it. I don't know. No, neither one of you guys probably.
Hold on. Stand by.
Radio lingo for shut up.
No.
Keep, it's...
You keep guessing.
It's going to be...
I'm thinking, don't tell me.
Not James Taylor. It's not Marcus Mumford. It's not the Avett Brothers.
Stop talking.
You want a hint?
Shh. Come on. No, I don't want to hit. Is it Bella Fleck in the Fleck Tones?
Oh, did you just do... It's Soundhound? Nice.
Maybe. In my headphones. That's impressive.
Yeah, good job.
Song's called Big Country, by the way.
It's Bella Fleck.
That's what I said.
Bella Fleck's birthday. Well, the Fleck Tones aren't
The headphones aren't. Right.
Bella Fleck is having a birthday today.
Hey, Stu's birthday.
Have you guys never heard of Bella Fleck?
No.
I know Roberta Flack.
It's kind of cool jazz with banjo.
Yeah. Is it instrumental or does anybody sing at some point?
No, it's pretty much instrumental.
Wow. Okay.
She is 73.
She, huh?
He is 70.
I would have assumed
Bella.
Bella Fleck.
Okay, Bella Fleck. Celebrating
her
birthday today.
What did you say?
73.
62.
55.
Wow. And I'm wrong because it's definitely a boy. So
is it? Is it a boy?
Know.
Is Bella Fleck a boy?
Oh, man.
I'm going to look Bella Fleck up right now.
Ooh. I know the place. Damn, Amanda. Who sings this?
I know. I don't know.
Come on.
I have no idea.
Ain't nobody crying.
From the Staples Singers.
The Staples Singers?
The Staple Singers.
The Staple Singers.
Mavis Staple. Mavis. Celebrating the birthday
That's
today.
My grandfather's name, Mavis.
Mavis.
That's why none of my kids are named after my grandfather.
Oh, how could you not like this?
No, I like this.
64.
I just don't like the name Mavis. That's my grandfather's name.
The Staple Singers did this one, too. Oh, man.
62.
I said 64.
74.
Ow. Dang it.
Should have gone with 70s.
Can we just listen to this?
Yeah. Sure, why not? It's so hot, I might fall asleep, but...
All right, I'll go a different direction so Steve-O stays awake. Doesn't snore on the air.
It has nothing to do with that. It's pretty... No, I don't snore. I don't think I snore.
You're asleep. You don't know.
It's Rocky Balboa's birthday.
Sylvester Stallone.
It's Mike Tyson's birthday.
Portrayed by Robert De Niro in Raging Bull.
I was just about to say, it's the dude from Raging Bull's birthday.
Jake LaMotta.
Jake LaMotta.
Celebrating a birthday today.
You talking to me?
Oh, really? It's his birthday?
You talking to me?
No, that was Taxi Driver.
Dang it. Why are you confusing me?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse to box me. That's what he said.
I don't think so.
What's the famous quote from Raging Bull, actually? Is there a famous line from Raging Bull?
I don't know. Like, you know, Joe Pesci was in that.
Get off the ropes! You gotta get up.
Boxing legend Jake LaMotta celebrating a birthday today.
And since Raging Bull...
This was filmed in black and white, although,
yeah, I was
you
gonna
know,
say.
It was like in the 80s.
74.
77.
Or 92.
Dang
it.
My
gosh.
Why is everything so wrong? You're throwing us off by putting him not first.
Wow.
All right.
Guitar solo.
I think that's, is that Frank Stallone on guitar?
Is it?
No, I don't know.
I mean, it'd be nice of him to help. He got his brother
jobs.
His
brother?
Yeah, helping out his brother. Did you know that Sylvester Stallone wrote Rocky and refused to sell it to any movie studio without them letting him play the lead character?
Wow.
Huh?
Very nice.
Yeah, it's smart.
Very nice.
Good story. It's Jerry Seinfeld's birthday.
You said that last time I played this.
Oh. The last time you played this song?
Yeah. Let's see. From Firefly.
Nathan Fillion.
He played Shepard Burial Book.
Oh, what's his name? I don't know his name.
He also played Detective Ron Harris on Barney Miller.
That's right.
Gosh, I had such a hard time with Firefly.
Did you not know that?
Until just now, because I can see him. Wow.
I had such a hard time with Firefly being canceled and then just getting a movie
later. There's a lot of fans that weren't very happy about that.
Well, because I didn't... Well, I wanted to know so much more about Shepard.
Do you want to be famous?
Who's he?
No.
Yes! Yes! Speaking to me.
What was that?
That
was awesome. He is... 62.
Oh.
And you know what? Just to make Steve-O and Mitch feel better.
Do you want to be famous?
No.
Yes!
No, I don't want to be famous.
I know what you just... There it is. There it is.
I just watched this 10th anniversary
Ron
special.
Ron Glass. Played Shepard.
62.
Special Place.
Special place.
My favorite scene with him.
Special Place. I say 62. What do you say?
68.
Yes! No way!
Yes! Oh. Yes! What now? Hey, that's...
It's a high five. We're a team. We're a team, bro.
So...
Good job, you.
We both win.
Alrighty.
Okay. It is the guy who created Cracker Barrel's birthday.
Yeah.
It is Jimmy Dean's sausage
there,
birthday.
Little baby. It's the guy from Toy Story, the third, the bear.
The bear. Hi.
No, his dad.
Oh, that's Hank. That's more Hank.
His dad wrote, This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land.
This land is my land.
From songs called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice.
It's about Alice.
Alice at a restaurant.
But Alice is
Arlo Go.
Guthrie. Arlo Guthrie.
Yep. Celebrating a birthday today.
64.
I bet your dad knows who Arlo Guthrie is, Mitch.
Probably.
67.
What did Mitch say?
64.
He's 66.
Ah! Dang it! I got so excited.
I know! Oh, man. It is like hillbilly day.
Yeah.
You know what?
Space cowboy you know what? Day.
I hate to tell you this, day. But you're kind of right.
No.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
It is Blake Shelton's birthday.
Hey, Dukes of Hazzard. Never
mean it, no harm. Tim McGraw's birthday. What other?
John Schneider's birthday. Since the day
they was born. Dang it, why can't I think of any country artists right now?
No, this is Dukes of Hazzard.
I don't care, I'm thinking of who's singing it.
Is it somebody from Dukes of Hazzard?
Who sang it?
Yes.
What was Daisy Simpson. Dukes?
Jessica Simpson is celebrating.
Shut up.
Yes.
That's not Dukes of Hazzard. That is so not Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, that's the only person
it
I know.
It is Hillbilly Day.
She is 32. Change if
they could. She's 33.
She's 33.
Yes! And she is not Dukes of Hazzard. Yep. 1-1.
She just had another kid.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Maybe it's this week because it's my birthday week. I'm less than 7 days away from a birthday.
I know.
Am I a hillbilly? I'm kind of country.
A little bit country.
A little country. I'm a little bit country.
What is this?
Well, that was it. That's all I got. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
What is it?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Well, I do, but I don't watch it.
You don't know what this is?
I feel like I should. It's a theme song.
One of the actors...
From Modern Family.
I was going to say one of the actors from the show is from Albuquerque.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris. Nope.
No,
nope,
that's the wrong show, but that's hilarious because it just so turns out they have the same affiliation.
Yes.
If you will.
Yes.
Wow.
I know who you're talking about. What's his name?
Ed O'Neill. No, well, that's I'm just saying names now from the show.
Did you say Ed O'Neill has the same affiliation?
No. It was the dude with the beard that's from here.
No, he's not.
Okay, so...
The bigger...
The other one.
Okay, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's from Albuquerque.
It's actually Sophia Vergara's.
Sophia Vergara!
Who's that?
The chick in those stupid Pepsi commercials.
Oh.
The one that talks like this.
Oh, yes, okay. And she's like, oh, she's at the wedding. Got it, okay.
Yeah.
She is 20, nope.
Oh, my gosh.
30, nope. Am I not thinking of the right person?
She's 41.
37.
41.
Stand by, I just have to go. Oh, yeah!
Okay,
hey,
yeah. I want to take this time to give you a high five.
I'm winning!
What? We're on the same team.
We're on the same team, though.
So we're both winning.
It's like a soccer team. I've just scored 2 goals. You've only scored 1.
Okay.
All right, inanimate objects.
No!
Yes. What do you mean we're a team? There's no losers. We're a team.
On this date in 1880.
It was a good year. On this day in 1880, the railroad was invented. It was smuggling chicken to Kentucky for Colonel Sanders.
You are so right. That's it.
I know. What really happened?
Nothing, apparently.
No, something happened.
Oh, okay.
Wyoming was admitted as the 44th state of the Union. I was trying to decide whether I was going to sing this next one or just try to
sing
play.
It.
No, I'm not going to because I can't sing as good as these guys. So on this date in 1985. 1985.
Hippies joined hands and gave everybody Coca-Cola.
You're on the right track.
They had
Coca-Cola
Hands Across America Day.
Coca-Cola bowing to pressure from irate customers after the introduction of New Coke
They went back to normal.
Said it would resume selling old formula Coke. However, I don't think they went back to the actual old formula.
Didn't old formula have, like, real Coke in it?
Well, yeah, but not in the 80s.
Not in the 80s.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was negative.
I don't I don't remember new Coke. Did you try new Coke?
I did, yeah.
What did it taste like?
Pepsi.
Just sweeter?
Really?
I don't know, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably just sweeter. Regular Coke isn't as sweet.
No, I think it tasted like Pepsi.
Today is also Pina Colada Day. But I
and don't step on a bee day.
And don't step on a bee day.
That's really sad because I wish somebody had told me that when I was like 5 years old and I was running around in the grass It was near my birthday. It was the summer.
Oh, no.
I wish somebody would have told me it was don't step on a bee day because I was running through sprinklers and there was a bee in the grass and I stepped on it and it got wedged in between my big toe and the next one to it. What's that toe called?
The middle toe?
The little piggy that stayed home. Is that the couch potato toe?
Because
this little piggy went to market, right? This little
piggy
stayed home. So it was wedged between my big toe and the couch potato. Couch potato. Obviously. and stung me. And it was really sad, and I cried a lot because I was like 5.
Hey, since we didn't really have anything to play this for, and it's that kind of day, I was just going to play a little bit of this.
Country day? Oh, yeah! Speaking of, on a serious country note, everybody needs to be praying for Randy Travis. Read the news yesterday. He had, like, heart surgery.
Condition.
Yeah, heart surgery.
Dude.
It's really sad.
For real.
So, he's been in the news a lot lately.
Nothing good.
Yeah, so, anyways.
We're going to play something from Randy Travis?
No.
Oh, it's okay.
Nope. But people can still pray for him. I saw him in concert when I was a little kid, and I didn't know any better. My mom made me go.
I saw him at
I grew up in
Easter.
Texas, bro. Come on. I did too, actually. That was fantastic. He's really good at those story songs. Was it Three
fish.
Crosses?
I like the song
country?
About...
Country songs?
I like the song about fish.
No, was it... Is it Three Crosses?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Breaks your heart.
Yeah!
I'm like, but I don't even like country.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Haven't you ever heard his fish song?
No. I don't know if I have.
He talks about going down to the river to baptize Billy Bob, whoever, and because he was so bad, all the fish died. Never heard that?
No.
Come on.
Sorry. But I'll still love you.
Well, so
forever and ever.
He was having a...
Amen.
A surgery.
Amen.
No. Oh. Yeah, having surgery. Heart surgery. So nice. Pray for him. Hillbilly Day. What's going on? It's country day.
It's July 10th.
I promise we will not play any country for you today.
Really?
Nancy.
No promises, actually. We may. It's like Hillbilly Day. So you never know what's going to happen.
Might, actually.
Coming up, though, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite bands in the universe. We play them on here as a culture shock, and they were in the news this last week, and it was pretty great. It is not this band here.
I'm like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, no. However, we'll talk about that on the way back, and just some of the coolness that has already... They were already one of my favorites. I think they just headed up to the upper echelon of awesome in my book. So we'll talk about who I'm talking about and what they did on the way back. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Please enjoy.
Good morning.
Hey.
7:42. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Little over an hour from Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. You don't want to miss out on that. If you would like to get a question in for Pastor Nate, studio@mystaticradio.com. We already got some really good ones this morning.
I was going to say there are some very, very decent questions for you guys to tackle.
Yeah. I figured since we're gearing up for Shock Therapy Live, this would be a good entry point. I read the story this morning at Yahoo. I wish I could say I was shocked. We're going to talk to Sam Swan about this at some point.
Okay.
From the Baptist Convention
in
New Mexico.
That's right. Okay.
Angela Thomas. She's the wife of Bill Thomas, an assistant pastor at First Baptist Church in Madisonville. And I guess she has a column that she writes on a weekly basis. Okay. It's like a satire, hilarity type thing.
Okay.
She does for funny.
Baptists can be funny?
I guess so. Well, we do have Sam Swan in every
he's
single
funny.
Friday, and he's hilarious. He's
he
from
really
the Baptist
is.
Convention
he's
in New Mexico.
Quick.
And, you know, she's kind of sarcastic. She writes up little things, and it's a daily thing that's or it's a weekly thing that I guess is put out daily, and so then every week they, you know, will put it in the newspaper or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a newspaper column that she wrote recently called the Southern Baptists, quote, the crazy old paranoid uncle of evangelical Christians.
Okay, can I just say something right off the bat?
Yeah.
From what I know, if it's a funny column,
yeah,
why is this being taken so seriously?
Well, it was written by Angela Thomas. She is the wife, as I said, of Bill Thomas. He's an assistant pastor at First Baptist Church in Madisonville. Her column was done in response to the Southern Baptist Convention, apparently their opposition to the new Boy Scouts of America policy that welcomes gay members. She said, quote, sexuality doesn't come up, isn't relative to typical scouting activities, but now, thanks to the Southern Baptists, the parents of little innocent scouts everywhere are having to have the talk, quote unquote. She wrote this back in June in the Madisonville Messenger. As I said, she writes this weekly humor column for the community paper, which publishes daily.
Mm-hmm.
In the weeks since, Bill Thomas, his job with the church has gone from, well, assistant pastor to he resigned to no, I didn't. And it's been interesting. I guess the First Baptist pastor said he wrote a letter to the newspaper saying, I didn't quit. But the head pastor of the church says, yeah, no, he resigned. We accepted his resignation.
It's one of those situations.
Yeah, Thomas has worked at the church for 10 years. He was also the musical director at the church. But Bill and Angela Thomas, the pastor and his wife, declined to be interviewed by the Associated Press this last week. But he previously told the newspaper that he did agree with what his wife wrote. She said that Southern Baptists have become the raging Shiite Baptists, you know, kind of like Shiite Muslims. They're the fundamentalists. They're the after drifting to the right for the past four decades. She said, Santa and the Easter Bunny are simply the devil in disguise. Cable television, the internet are his playground, and now the Boy Scouts are his evil minions.
Mm.
Did I mention this is a humor column?
Yeah.
Madisonville, which has about 19,000 people, about 115 miles southwest of Louisville. The church, I guess, is divided on the situation. First Baptist Church pastor Joe Makes Leonard sense. Said the opinion piece was not the cause of his departure, the pastor's departure. They say that's what people have made it out to be. The column precipitated some conversation with Thomas, but that's not the reason he resigned. Because of confidentiality, he can't divulge the conversation of what went on. He said he accepted Thomas's resignation, that Thomas wasn't fired, but then, as I said, Thomas wrote in a letter that he hadn't resigned. He had no intention of leaving the church. So it's gotten kind of crazy over this quote-unquote lighthearted column. Reverend Russell Moore, who's the head of the public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, said, quote, I didn't find the column to be the sort of lighthearted poking that one would typically find in satire. I found it instead to be more of a screed from someone who's very hostile to where most Baptists stand. He also he says that the column mischaracterized the convention's stance on the Boy Scout policy. He said, we are very balanced. We had a very balanced resolution that didn't denounce the Boy Scouts. We expressed disappointment, but didn't speak in harsh terms. Also did not direct churches as to how they should respond. And so they were very upset by this comedy piece, this satire, this whatever you want to call it. Now, other people in the church have spoken out. First Baptist member Larry Wilson said that that the pastor was fired and accused of intolerable insubordination by staff committee. They said it sounded like a termination or a forced resignation, not a resignation. And I guess Thomas was told, you know, hey, we're going to give you a severance package contingent upon him not making public statements about the details of why he was leaving. According to church policy, staff terminations have to be approved by the congregation, and the church leaders wanted to avoid having to take it to the whole congregation, which is probably why this pastor is declining to comment on why he was let go or resigned or whatever it is. But Asking people in the congregation, one congregant said, there were points in it that I thought were hilarious. It was funny. It was thought-provoking. Maybe we are Shiite Baptists. Maybe we're too fundamental type thing. And it's 50-50. People say they just thought it was humor. Apparently, quote-unquote, Baptists can't take a joke. But we want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700. A pastor resigned slash was let go slash we don't know, because according to the head pastor, he resigned his position. But according to the pastor himself, he said, no, I had no intention of leaving the church. I still have no intention of leaving the church.
And it seems to have all been brought on by this column.
Brought on by this article. Yeah, in the newspaper, where this pastor's wife outright slammed, let's be honest, joking or not, she is slamming Southern Baptists in her column. She's slamming their stance on things. And, you know, it's easy to put on the guise, if you will, of comedy, because we do that regularly when we say something funny. There's usually some truth to things that are said.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, one of her quotes, Santa and the Easter Bunny are simply the devil in disguise. Cable television and the internet are his playground. The Boy Scouts are his evil minions, she wrote.
And while that sounds funny.
Sounds funny, and it's, you know, stating it from the First Baptist or Southern Baptist perspective, saying that's what Southern Baptists believe. And they've gone way too right for the last four decades. And like I said, since then, the pastor has resigned his position and or was relieved of his position. We're not clear on that yet. But do you think he should have been let go? Do you think? I mean, you're a pastor's wife.
Yeah. And I really,
this is something that we've battled with on the morning show, because you're a pastor's wife.
Yeah.
And can we talk about this? Can we joke about something like this? We do need to be careful. Your husband is a pastor. He is a pastor over sometimes, you know, the overzealous mid hires, when they're like, I can't believe that was said. And they have well intentions, but there have been plenty of times where you've had to not say things because you're a pastor's wife. Mm-hmm. Now, this pastor's wife just went for it.
Yeah.
And it cost the pastor his job.
Well, it's hard. It's a hard medium, because you don't want to show any disrespect or, you know, get him in trouble from something I say.
Right.
But a good amount of the time I'm thinking, no, this is real.
Right.
I want to talk about this.
Right.
This is stupid. I don't want to hide. And I get accused of saying this a lot, but I don't want to live in this Christian bubble of stuff that's just it's not real, you know? I want to be real with everyone. And sometimes my words, maybe this woman is dealing with the same thing. My words can be too forward, too blunt, and I just need to find a better way to phrase things.
I think with radio, for you at least, it's a little easier, because you can hear tone, you can hear inflection. Unfortunately, with this medium, it's the newspaper.
Yeah.
So people are reading this, and you don't know her tone, you don't know her inflection, you don't know but the way it's written. If you're just joining us, a newspaper column going off on Southern Baptist, basically calling the group the crazy old paranoid uncle of evangelical Christians, caused a stir. In fact, cost a pastor his job, or at least put his job in jeopardy. It's in question right now. The head pastor says, yeah, no, he resigned. Mm-hmm. But this pastor himself, whose wife wrote the column, says, no, I didn't resign. I have no intention of leaving the church. So it's kind of up in the air. But thoughts, opinions, 505-338-3700, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We can post this article. I found it at Yahoo. But yeah, read it for yourself. Tell us your thoughts, what you think. Does this pastor deserve to lose his job over words his wife said? Are they taking it too seriously? I don't know. 505-338-3700. We'll take a quick break. Coming back, your thoughts, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or 505-338-3700. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, making your commute suck less.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there yet?
Well, as much as we can, anyway. 6 to 10 on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
8:06 now. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Less than an hour away from Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. You can get your questions in now. studio@mystaticradio.com. We like to do this every single Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
We have a lot of stuff here. Yeah, we were really excited throughout the week. In fact, our boss just brought in a whole other bag. So
that was wonderful.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Perfect timing. So, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, welcome. And it's summertime.
It's summertime.
It's crazy hot right now.
Yes, and humid. Yep.
But it's also crazy wet and cold at night. The weather's been insane lately.
Yeah, it has.
What's the feel been like at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission as far as shelter for homeless or for... I mean, I don't even like... I get nervous at home in this weather because the last few days, I posted a photo on Instagram. There was like a lightning strike that, I'm not kidding, was at the park like blocks from us. It was scary. So,
wow.
What's the situation like? What's going on down there?
That whole area downtown, the other night they got close to an inch and a half of rain.
Wow.
So, honestly, I don't know where they all go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys serve breakfast and dinner 6 days a week. About how many people are you serving on a daily basis at this point?
700.
700.
Wow. Yeah. About 700.
And that's just the people that come to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. So you think about, okay, those 700 in the downtown area alone, yeah, where they would, you can't fit 700 people in under the overpass or under, you know.
Yeah.
So, lots of need, obviously.
I feel for them.
Yeah.
I really do.
A great need right now, and a great need that you guys have had that you've been talking about is for your program. You guys have a program for men and women, but we've been talking specifically about the men needing underwear.
Yep.
Needing deodorant. And we have bags. It's been really cool.
It's been amazing.
It seems every time we talk about it, we get a different listener coming
in
with
wonderful.
A bag full of just, you know, Hanes or whatever, and then we have a few bags full of deodorant as well. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Any way to help. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you so much, listeners.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who has supported the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, who has been part of it. And there are so many ways to get involved. Other than, say, financial donations or deodorant, how else can people help the Albuquerque Rescue Mission?
Okay, so it's middle of the summer. It's hot. Mm-hmm. It's raining. But we're also getting ready for school.
Yeah.
It's true.
We have a school drive going on for the homeless kids so that we can provide them with backpacks and all the school supplies they need.
Okay.
Last year, we got $10,000 from the county to help us.
Wow.
This year,
nothing.
Nothing. And so if anybody can help us financially or with school supplies, we're desperate.
Yeah.
We're really worried about how many we can help out this year.
And last year, APS, I know they tally every year, the homeless children in the APS system, and it was near 7,000,
7,000.
Right, last year.
Okay.
So we don't have a count yet for this fall semester, but close to 7,000 children enrolled in the APS school system, homeless children. And so obviously a great need there for
great
school supplies,
for
backpacks.
School supplies, yeah.
What else could they use? Obviously, school supplies, I'm assuming basic needs, paper, pencils, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Notebooks.
I mean, what?
No.
No?
No, because they usually get lunches provided. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have shoes and clothes for them.
Okay, good.
So what we really need are those school supplies that help them be successful.
Yeah.
Glue, pens, crayons.
Notebooks.
You know, even if you could just give $5, that's quite a few boxes of crayons.
Yeah. APS.edu is the website to go for a school supply list, actually, if you want to just go grab an APS list of school supplies. As you get your list for your kids, you can maybe double up or something.
Sure.
Whatever way you can get involved and help with that. When are you guys actually going to be handing those out?
August 3rd, I think. It's a Saturday.
So a few weeks away.
Is it 5th?
Okay.
3rd.
So first Saturday of August.
First Saturday
the
of third. August.
It's okay.
3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So abqrescue.org for details on that. And so school supplies, And I'm
underwear, deodorant.
Yeah. Yep.
Size large men's underwear.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate so much for what all the listeners are doing for us.
And you guys are closing down here soon as well, right?
For 2 weeks to do maintenance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so do you still need volunteers? Do you need workers? Do you need helpers?
We sure do.
People who can
help with painting and cleaning and kind of, you know, just general building maintenance.
That's a great opportunity for a church group, a youth group to get involved and just go down there and serve, help out.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the final day before you guys close down?
I think it's the 23rd
of
July.
All right, so you got...
So they need to call soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Call soon.
ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE, the phone number, 346-4673. If you would like to get involved at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission for that as well, maybe you can do some electrical work or some painting or some whatever it is over the few weeks. And also prayer, huge necessity.
Yes.
Prayer not only for the next few weeks as you guys ramp up and gear up for that, but I think of the fact that you guys will be closed for 2 weeks. You serve, as you said, about 700 people a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming Noonday and probably Joy Junction and other places.
The other places are picking up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they'll be picking that up. So be praying for the community in general. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm excited that you got all this stuff.
Me too.
Of course, we are a drop point. If you would like to drop off some socks, some underwear, school supplies, whatever it is, we just kind of stick the bags in the studio and then you show up on Wednesday and we hand them over.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Thank you.
So thanks to everybody who has gotten involved. ABQRescue.org is the website where you can get details and get involved somehow. It is 8:14, which means we got to take a quick look at traffic. Teresa, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely.
Your usual construction at Barstow and San Francisco, also still a little backed up on Paseo both ways by I-25. And road construction is reduced to one lane at Unser and I-40, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. On the way, some Angels in Airwaves, a culture shock for you. Culture Shock, sponsored by Maimonides Sleep Arts and Sciences and Sleep and Human Health Institute. They're a 501c3 nonprofit. Sleeptreatment.com for Maimonides. There you go. Right now, The Lone Bellow. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
I bet they put all the stuff that sucks on in the morning just to, like, get us to go to school.
I think it's working.
Static Radio.
We're close.
We are. T-minus 10 minutes from Shock Therapy Live.
Pastor Nate Heitzig going to be coming in studio for another edition of Shock Therapy Live, and we got some good questions. One to do with language. What else do we have in there? We had a few questions that I noticed this week.
Let's see.
Some good ones.
One to do with language. One to do with hating a job.
Okay.
One to do with... I don't know what this one is yet. I haven't read it.
Friendships?
Friendships and how to deal with them.
How to deal with friendships that are not friendships at all?
Yes.
Okay.
So got some good questions on the way.
If you don't know what Shock Therapy Live is, it's our one-hour call-in show with Pastor Nate Heitzig, where we'll talk about pretty much anything.
It's
you
true.
Can submit your questions, studio@mystaticradio.com, or, of course, the phone lines will be open in T-minus 9 minutes. Here's something, speaking of questions for Shock Therapy Live, feels like this poor dude was subjected to profiling, because sometimes we get some questions in, and to be fair, Nate and myself immediately go, "Whoa, bro!" We actually had a question last week where we, answered the question, and another listener had said, "Hey, man, come on,
for real."
It felt mean. It felt the way you guys answered, because he was talking about self gratification in marriage, and I was reading the story, and I just felt really bad. John St. Ong. He started playing with Legos many, many moons ago. Ah, yes. Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away. This dude started playing with Legos. Grew up with him. I love Legos. I grew up with Legos.
You did.
I'll still randomly buy a Lego set and get to build them with my kids. My but boys love Legos.
Back in the day when you were playing Legos, they didn't come in sets.
They did. I'm not that old. They had sets like pirate ships and like Islander
back
stuff.
Back in the day, my parents must have went to garage sales or something because every time I got Legos, they were just...
I remember, like, the space alien ones. They had different Lego sets.
We never had sets.
Yeah.
Never.
They had sets. So this guy grew up with Legos. Well, maybe back in this guy's day, they didn't have sets. Because John, he's 63 years old. But he's still a collector of Legos. He's amassed over 50,000 Lego pieces in his Windsor, Ontario home. And in recent years, Lego has even provided John... with a welcome distraction from a host of health problems, including diabetes and recently cancer.
Ooh.
Well, his failing health had prevented him from fulfilling his dream of traveling to Legoland. I guess there's one in Denmark. And he really wanted to go to Legoland. Like the original, this
right,
is it.
Right.
Legoland. I'm getting old. I have cancer.
It's happening.
So he was overjoyed when he learned that a Legoland Discovery Center had recently opened in Toronto.
Ooh.
3 hours away from him.
Nice.
So John, a collector, did I mention over 50,000 Lego pieces? John's hopes of seeing this replica of the Toronto skyline with his own eyes and everything he wanted to do was dashed before he and his daughter Nicole even reached the door. A Legoland employee informed the two that they would not be allowed to enter because they were not accompanied by a child.
Why?
They then requested to speak with a manager. That request was rebuffed. I guess a policy requiring adults to bring kids in order to be allowed into the Discovery Center is outlined on the attraction's website, though it's fairly well hidden, according to this article. A rep for the Legoland admitted that she would have handled things differently. She went on to suggest that John should consider returning on one of the adult-only nights that they have, because apparently...
That makes it sound so sketchy.
Yeah! It does!
Like, what did he do to deserve that?
Has his whole life collected Legos. He probably should have just bought stock in Lego, but instead he amassed this ginormous Lego collection. He's 63 years old. He's got cancer. He just wanted to see some Legos.
That makes it sound so, so sketchy.
And he like, gets he needs to the to door, and they're like, sorry, man.
There are a lot of children in here.
You're 63. That just looks sketch. We can't. Sorry. How sad is that?
Messed up.
I know. My favorite is that, you know, obviously he lives hours away and took the trek out there. And they're like, just come back on another one of those adult-only nights.
Probably not.
Which sounds just a sketch.
Yeah.
Hey, adults who love Legos.